Oh, hey, how was the party? Oh, great. I'm glad you had a good time. Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. You haven't done anything. I told you I'm fine. I'm just concentrating. It doesn't matter. I know, but you're just gonna think I'm overreacting again. Well, it's just. I get why I couldn't come tonight. It's an office party, and obviously I don't work there, or whatever. I just feel like maybe it was more that you didn't want me there tonight. Is it silly, though? More and more lately, it feels like you find new excuses to not spend time with me. And when I asked you if I could come to the party, it's like you didn't even consider it. It was just, it's a work thing. I felt so rejected, like you would rather spend time there than with me. Why do I feel like this? I hardly see you anymore. Ever since you got this new job, you're away from home all the time. There's barely any time to eat together or hang out before you're going to bed and starting to cycle all over again. It is hard. I have been so lonely here without you. So when an opportunity comes up when we could do something together, like tonight, it just hurts that you didn't even think to ask that I could come. No. I know your boss isn't the most approachable person, but still, is there something else? I mean, have you met someone at work that I don't even know about? Well, you could have. You could just opt not to tell me anything. I mean, what am I supposed to think? Did you want to spend time with her instead? Is that it? Oh, now I'm being crazy. Then why don't you explain to me why I'm feeling the way I do? I do miss our midday cuddles. We used to do everything together. I miss making lunch with you or closing everything down a few minutes early from work so we could hang out. We were so close when you worked from home, but now it feels like you're so far away and I miss you. I just don't know if you miss me too. Well, how am I supposed to know? I hardly ever see you, baby. I think you should show me. Like, show me how much you miss me. How much you love me. I want you to hold me like you used to. Unless you have something else to do. Huh? Where are you going? I swear, if you do not come back to the sofa and cuddle me right now, I thought you were walking away from me. Is this blanket new? You got it today from where? Oh, baby, I love that place. You got this just for me? It's so soft and cozy, I love it. Look, I'm sorry for saying some of that stuff. I know you love me. It's just been so hard on me being here by myself every day. Just missing you. Even texting you now, it kind of makes me upset. Before, I could just come into your office and talk to you. And now I have to wait a long time between responses, and I don't know. It's all just getting to me a lot more than I thought it would. Lay in your lap? Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's so nice. You always were the best at giving head scratches. Talk to you about what? I've pretty much already told you the basics. I don't know. It just feels a little pointless talking about it because I know there isn't anything that can change it. Like, I miss you. And I hate that you're away for most of the day and that I can only see you for a couple of hours at most. And even then, I feel bad if I hang out with you because I know you like doing your own thing, you know, to try and unwind from work. Yeah, but on the weekends we're always busy doing chores like food shopping or getting all those things done that we don't have time to do during the week. I just miss you. I miss us. I think maybe we should take a vacation somewhere. Yes, I do. Just to be together and reconnect a little bit. It's shocked me how jealous I've felt since you started the new job. It sounds crazy, but I hate the idea of anyone seeing you, or talking to you, or thinking that they have a chance. I think that's why I really wanted to come tonight, so everyone could see that you are mine. Sweet. More like psycho. I swore I was never gonna be one of those girls, that I'd never get jealous and I'd always trust that I was enough. I guess I'm struggling with that a little too, how I feel about myself. No, it's not your fault, baby. I know how busy you are and how hard you work. I know how tired you are as well. By the time you get to bed, you are ready to go out like a light. I completely and wholeheartedly understand. I know it's in my head, but my heart just hurts a little. It's okay. I'm always gonna be here with you. I just need to find a way to feel better about it all. This is helping, though. We really haven't cuddled like this in so long. I can almost feel all the stress melting away. It's not your fault, darling. I know you're not choosing to be away so much. I don't want you to feel like I'm blaming you for how I feel. I know you would never do anything to hurt me. I love you, and I'm really attached to you, and it's hard to stay positive when we hardly get to spend time together. My mind convinces me that maybe you like someone else now, and that's why you spend so much time at work, or why you don't come home ASAP, because you don't like spending quality time with me. I know, I'm just being anxious. And maybe a little possessive. But you are mine, you know? And I'm yours. I guess I just need reassurance every now and then that you still love me. Thank you. I love you too. I'm sorry to get all weird like this. I don't know why, but it is definitely frustrating. It feels like a vicious circle. I get jealous, I get upset, we have this conversation, and it goes away for a while, and then I feel like I spring it back on you out of nowhere again. I'm just sorry, baby. You know, this is how I know that you are the one for me. I mean it. I've been in past relationships where something like this might have happened and the guy would completely blow me off or try and gaslight me, saying I shouldn't feel like this because they didn't do anything. But with you, I'm not scared to talk about how I feel, ever. You always take the time to listen to me properly. You don't get super defensive or take it personally. You always just listen and understand. You validate my feelings, however unreasonable they might be. And you help me to separate them from reality. You help me understand myself so much better, and it's something I wish I had my whole life. Thank you for always being so gentle with me. I am trying. Honestly, you're right. I think it's because of how much I love you. It sounds crazy, but it's true. I just need to find a better way to channel my feelings instead of getting all upset over something like this. I don't think you understand just how much you mean to me. I've never been this crazy about someone. I never want to lose you. And, mister, you better not be going anywhere else, because I really have no idea how I would react. Now come here. I want to swap. No, I want you to lay on my lap this time. Really? Do I need a reason to want to cuddle with my boyfriend whilst he lays in my lap? Exactly. Now come on, silly. There. Well, we've talked about how I'm feeling, and now I feel a lot better. Now it's your turn. Come on, I've been selfish. No, I have, it's okay. I've been so caught up in my own feelings and worrying about things that aren't even happening that I haven't even thought to ask about how you're doing. How is everything going, baby? Okay. You really do always have something going on, don't you? I do not know how you do it. I'm really proud of you. You always seem to take everything in your stride. You don't always have to be a big tough guy, you know? I know that things get to you a lot more than you let on. And I know that a lot of the time you do not want to talk about it to me. And that's what's stressing you out. You don't want to worry me. But you don't burden me. You never have and you never will. It's a topic that I've wanted to bring up to you for a while. I'm always going to be here for you. Whatever life throws at you, I'll be here because we're a team. That means that sometimes you might have to talk to me about things. I wish you would talk to me more about anything that's bothering you, however small you may think it is. But baby steps, all in good time. I just want you to know that I'm here for you, okay? I'm stronger than you think I am. Exactly. So you never have to worry about upsetting me with your problems. If anything, I might be able to help you. Okay, baby. Close your eyes. Just for a little bit. I just want you to relax. We have nothing going on right now, and I felt the happiest I've been in weeks. I love having you in my arms. I know you love taking care of me, and trust me, I love it too. But sometimes all I want is to take care of you. To hold you. To help you relax when things are too much. So, where shall we go on this vacation? We could go anywhere. I think somewhere sunny. Somewhere warm. I'd love to visit Italy, see all the historical places, and I'm even willing to let you look for your video game landmark. You told me about it. Your Assassin's Creed stuff. It's a win-win for us both, don't you think? It would be so beautiful. And we'll take lots of photos. It would be a wonderful trip. Anywhere would be wonderful with you. Just relax. I've got you, and everything.